news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's now been 50 days since the insurrection at the Capitol, and there hasn't been a single press conference, interview, or briefing from the Capitol Police. Well, that will all change Thursday when acting U.S. Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman testifies at a House hearing. Pittman will say that the intelligence given to the Capitol Police indicated that there would be a potentially dangerous rally at the Capitol that day, but what unfolded was far more massive and violent than anyone could have imagined. I didn't get the briefing, and I imagined it. Oh, well. On Tuesday, two Senate committees joined forces to hold the first hearing into the January 6th Capitol attack. And on Thursday, the House Appropriations Subcommittee will hold its first hearing. And at the same time, the Senate Armed Services Committee will question senior Defense Department officials about what happened on January 6th. Lawyers are slowly making progress in locating and reuniting children and families separated at the southern U.S. border as part of the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy. Last month, the parents of 611 children had yet to be located. That number is now down to 506. President Biden this month signed an executive order establishing a new task force designed to identify and reunify these separated families. Meanwhile, the administration has also lifted an order that temporarily banned certain immigrant visas during the pandemic and will start admitting some of the hundreds of migrants held in horrible conditions in tent camps as part of a policy requiring them to stay in Mexico until their U.S. court dates. Both of these decisions are reversals of controversial Trump policies. Well, it is cabinet confirmation season, and some of Biden's nominees are having an easier go of it than others. Like, well, Neera Tanden. She's Joe Biden's choice to lead the Office of Management and Budget. Democrats on Wednesday delayed her scheduled confirmation vote. And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is reportedly encouraging his members to hold the line against Tanden's confirmation. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said on MSNBC Wednesday night that, quote, we're fighting our guts out to get her confirmed. But it looks like it's going to be a tough fight. Likely made more difficult on Wednesday when a reporter from The Washington Post, Seung Min Kim, showed Lisa Murkowski that she wasn't exempt from Tanden's Twitter attacks. Murkowski is one of the few Senate Republican reliable swing votes who could break with the rest of the party. But the offending tweet, one that for some reason Tanden didn't erase, was sent in November of 2017. Murkowski had praised her party's move to cut corporate taxes, tweeting that it would enable U.S. companies to better compete. Tanden responded via Twitter, quote, no offense, but this sounds like you're high on your own supply. You know, we know, and everyone knows this is all garbage. Just stop. Murkowski read the tweet and responded by saying, high on my own supply? That's interesting. Should I ask her my own supply of what? Murkowski said she hasn't yet decided how she'll vote, saying, quote, see, that goes to show how much homework I still have to do on her if I didn't even know that she had sent out a tweet about me. Now, some of Biden's other cabinet picks are finally having their hearings, and votes are taking place, too. Tom Vilsack and Linda Thomas-Greenfield were sworn in on Wednesday as Secretary of Agriculture and UN Ambassador, respectively. Hearings for Deb Haaland for Interior Secretary and Javier Becerra for Secretary of Health and Human Services have been kind of rocky, as the nominees of color seem to be under extra scrutiny. Senator Joe Manchin, you know, the Democrat from West Virginia, did finally admit on Wednesday that he will be a yes vote on Deb Haaland, making her very likely to be confirmed as Interior Secretary and the first Native American in U.S. history to hold a cabinet post. So, that $1.9 billion COVID relief bill is headed to a House floor vote as early as Friday. Polling shows overwhelming support, a new Quinnipiac poll finding that 7 in 10 Americans support it. Yet, Republicans are still set to oppose the bill, arguing against legislation intended to help speed the delivery of vaccines, send direct payments to people in need, extend key pandemic unemployment programs, provide aid to struggling small business owners, and dedicate nearly $130 billion for K through 12 schools to reopen. You know, to help people. What they're waiting for is the Senate parliamentarian. Her name is Elizabeth McDonough. We're just waiting on her decision as to whether the $15 minimum wage provision can be included in a bill using reconciliation. The parliamentarian, by the way, is a legal advisor to the Senate. She interprets the body's rules and procedures. Her ruling will have nothing to do with the merit of the bill, just whether or not, under the Senate rules, it can be included in a bill that will pass using reconciliation. In other news, President Biden is set to speak with Saudi Arabia's King Salman this week. Note that he'll be speaking with the king himself and not his son, the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, with whom the Trump family was quite chummy. The New York Times reporting, quote, "While the call will be full of diplomatic pleasantries, officials say the real purpose is to warn him that the intelligence report about the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi is about to be declassified and published." In fact, Reuters is reporting Thursday morning that the release of that declassified version of the report is imminent, and that it will say that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved the 2018 killing of Jamal Khashoggi. The release of the report is part of Biden's policy to realign ties with the Saudis after years of giving the Arab ally and major oil producer a pass on its human rights record and its intervention in Yemen's civil war. And just to remind you, Khashoggi, a 59-year-old Saudi journalist and Washington Post columnist, was lured to the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2, 2018, where he was killed by a team of operatives linked to the Saudi crown prince. They then dismembered his body. His remains have never been found. Riyadh eventually admitted that Khashoggi was killed in a, quote, rogue extradition operation gone wrong, but it denied any involvement by the crown prince. Five men were given the death penalty for the murder, but their sentences were commuted to 20 years in jail after being forgiven by Khashoggi's family. A classified version of the report was shared with members of Congress in late 2018, but this is the first time we'll all get to see what the report says. In addition to everything I've already told you about, there was yet another hearing on Capitol Hill. This time, the proverbial fireworks were at the House Oversight and Reform Committee as Postmaster General Louis DeJoy answered questions about his troubled tenure there. Unfortunately, President Biden can't just fire the Trump appointee, who just last week said his plan was to slow down first-class mail delivery and raise prices. What? Yeah, the power to fire him rests with the Postal Service's Board of Governors. So as the hearing was happening, the White House announced that the president had nominated three people to fill three of the four open slots on that board. Two of them are Democrats, and the third is a voting rights advocate. Those nominees must get Senate confirmation, and then a majority of the board can replace the Postmaster General. And one last bit of breaking news, just as I'm set to publish this edition of What's News. Tax records that former President Donald Trump tried to keep secret for years are now in the hands of the New York District Attorney Cy Vance. Prosecutors obtained the records on Monday, according to a source, just hours after the Supreme Court denied Trump's last-ditch effort to keep the records private. Oh, to be a fly on the wall in that room. Stay tuned. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.